holy letters of the Rebbe, we're up to volume 17. This is letter number 6364. Baruch Hashem, Hey Tammuz, the fifth day of Tammuz, Tavshin Ches, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing it to Rav HaGoyen, Rav HaChosid, with all beautiful titles here. Binyamin Eliyahu Sheyichya Garadetsky in Paris. He was basically the Rebbe's representative for that whole area over there in Europe and Africa. And they had what they called the Lishka, the office over there. And he was the one that was in constant contact with the Rebbe for all the Rebbe's outreach work in that continent, in that area. So the Rebbe writes to him, Sholem Uvracha. And he would also come in to America, to the Rebbe, and give reports of his activities over there. But basically, that was the representing the Rebbe in that part of the world. So the Rebbe writes to him, Shalom Uvracha, I want to confirm receiving your letter dated the first day of Rosh Chodesh Tammuz and the second day of Tammuz, with the attached thereto. And the Rebbe also says to him that for sure, in a opportunity, you will let know the exchange rate for the franc, etc., etc. They use the franc, that's the, before the euro, that was the French currency. And I guess they got reimbursed from the Rebbe, and there was a lot of expenses in France that office had, and the Rebbe was asking him to give the exchange rate to know how to, I guess, pay them or things like that. They were probably paying them with dollars and see what the price is. Now, he wrote to the Rebbe apparently that they opened up a yeshiva in Denmark. So the Rebbe says that this yeshiva in Denmark, that should be a good beginning for spreading the wellsprings in that country and also in the countries that are surrounding Denmark. And the Rebbe said there were certain blocks, says that there were certain halomis, meaning there was blocks, there was obstacles that were till now, so that should complete, and they should start a new beginning. And the Rebbe says there's an expression that says, kol hascholis koshis, meaning every time when you start something, it's difficult, but it gets easier after the beginning. And the Rebbe is saying so that it may have been difficult to get started, but that should be it. Now, once you started, now things should be easy, and you will march forward, and you will be able to spread the wellsprings to the outside. And the Rebbe refers to it as a whole Torah, a Torah Temima. Why a whole Torah? Because both the revealed and Chassidus. If people just learn one section of Torah, while that is Torah, but it's not Torah Temima, it's not the whole Torah. But when you learn both Nigla and Chassidus together, that is a whole Torah. Now the Rebbe is talking about the days. Now this letter was written before Yud Beis Tammuz. So the Rebbe says that there is an expression that Megalgalin Zchus L'Yoimim Zakoin, that a special merit, God orchestrates it to come out on a very special time. So if we are opening up a yeshiva in Denmark, and it's a reason for celebration, that's a big zechus, that's a merit, but Hashem makes it that it should come in the days of merit. What are the days of merit? Those are the 12th and the 13th of Tammuz, which are coming upon us. This was just a few days before, which is the redemption of our Rebbe, our leader, the head of Israel. And the Rebbe says, being a leader, he's our head. and we are the body. Now, the body follows the head. So basically, Hasidim, they follow the Rebbe. If the Rebbe experienced redemption during this time, we as his body follow the Rebbe. So the Rebbe prays, therefore, that each and every one of us should be actually also redeemed amongst all Jewish people. Redeeming from what? From all matters that interfere. And that we will be openly victorious, just like it was in those days. This was in Tafresh Peizayin, that was 31 years ago, in which the Friedrich Rebbe, the previous Rebbe, the Rebbe's father-in-law, was freed from his exile on Yud Beis Tammuz. And the Rebbe says, being in a state of Harchava in a wide way, so the Rebbe says you should increase more strengths in all matters that the Master of Joy, which is the previous Rebbe, whose celebration, everything that he gave his life over, we should be able to increase strength. And first and foremost, the Rebbe says, to raise students that fear Hashem and learning Torah Timima, Niglam Pnimah, is the revealed and inner, and those who are fulfilling mitzvahs of Hashem with perfection. These are the yeshiva students that they opened up the yeshiva. So the Rebbe is connecting it, even though apparently they had some difficulty in establishing it. The Rebbe wishes them freedom from all kinds of distractions, and that they should be able to celebrate the opening and without any difficulties, without any problems, and basically to set up a yeshiva of students who fear Hashem, learn the whole Torah, and fulfill mitzvahs with perfection. The Rebbe blesses him with success in his holy work and for good news. Okay, so here you see how the Rebbe is really excited, opening up a new branch, spreading out. And in those days, it wasn't like today, in which there were branches in every single spot. It was scarce. They just started out, and it took off from there. But this was a great, exciting experience to open up a yeshiva in Denmark at the time. And let's not forget that this was not that long after the Second World War, in which the Jewish people were decimated all over the European countries, and this is something very special to be able to open up a yeshiva over there.